The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
But this mega church,
a Good Friday and Easter, I need something big,
has one mega problem.
Bigger than the resurrection.
Bigger than anything we've ever done. National headlines.
Preach on the death and resurrection of Jesus.
Play it. An actual crucifixion.
This Easter, ask yourself, is the gospel enough with this hilarious new comedy?
Operation Stop Skip is a go. That's awesome.
Church People, starring Thor Ramsey and Stephen Baldwin.
Amen.
Stream it on your TV, tablet, or phone. Go to SalemNow.com for details. SalemNow.com.
Use promo code Columbus for additional savings.
These days, it's easy to access the Bible. It's available through print, audio, digital options in a multitude of translations and languages. But it's not always easy to understand. So take advantage of great teaching from the Bible on the Word. Knowledgeable teachers and leaders explain biblical concepts so you can grasp them and apply them to your daily life. Listen to the Word and understand it too. AM 880 and 104.5 FM, The Word, WRFD. Portions of this program have been pre-recorded.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. What a great privilege to welcome you to the program and to know that this is the most incredible radio audience on planet Earth. Got so much to talk to you about. News down at the Ohio State House on the veto of SB 22 that Governor Mike DeWine issued yesterday. I've got an update on that in the Senate. Hopefully we'll have an update from the House of Representatives before the program is over. But I cannot begin the program without sharing incredible news with you concerning our Bible League campaign, which is, by the way, coming to an end. I know you can still give today, probably tomorrow, but I'm not sure after that. But we began last Thursday with a goal of $12,000. Now, Tom Dobo at Dobo Insurance put up $6,000 as a matching grant, and he would double every dollar given up to $6,000. On Thursday, we met that, so we were at $12,000, and on Friday, we, well, how much further can we go? Our goal was $12,000. You continue to give. You continued to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937 9673. You continue to go online at thewordcolumbus.com and clicked on the Bible League. And I think by the time we finished Friday, we were at, 13,000, close to 14,000, I think, when we finished Friday. Then I got the report on Monday. And boy, you folks were busy, busy, busy over the weekend. And all of a sudden, we were up to over $17,000. And then yesterday, when we went off the air yesterday, we were getting close. We were getting close to $19,000. And I was begging and pleading and praying that we could at least hit $19,000 yesterday. Well, I got the report this morning from yesterday, overnight, this morning. And are you ready for this? We are at $21,195. $21,195. We're getting close to impacting over 150,000 individuals with the Word of God because of your generosity. And we can continue to give. We're over 21,000. Could we get to 22,000? Well, I certainly didn't know that we could make it to 20,000, and we're over 21,000. Folks, you continue to amaze me. Your generosity is just incredible. It is legendary. It is historic. It really is. And by the way, I think this is an all-time record for a Bible League campaign. So, you want to keep it up? That's up to you. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I've got the call center report up on my computer, and I'm just wondering who will be first today. 800-YES-WORD. Now, again, I'm not going to spend the whole day on this. In fact, I'm going to spend very little time on it. We've got a lot of news to deal with. But I've got to thank Eric and Linda and Oscar and Nancy and Ken. That's Eric in Dublin, Linda in Newark, Oscar in Columbus, Nancy in Columbus, and Ken in Columbus. Sometime yesterday afternoon, last evening, they called 800-YES-WORD, made a very nice pledge. And then I've got to say a very special thank you to Jack in Westerville. He went online at thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Bible League banner, and made a very, very nice pledge. So those are our new heroes. Would you like to join them? Change lives in Africa by providing Bibles to people who desperately want them? 800-YES-WORD. We'll just see how far we can go. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. But as I said, the campaign is just about over. Well, the House and Senate here in Ohio passed Senate Bill 22. What would Senate Bill 22 do? Rein in the almost uncontrolled power of the governor and the Department of Health in times of health emergency. As we have learned in the last year, the way the law is written here in Ohio, the governor has almost unhindered power. Unilateral power, and with the director of the Ohio Department of Health, emergency declarations, shutdown, lockdowns, mask mandates, and so forth, without consulting the legislature at all. And I've said this probably 100 times in the last year. Even if every single decision made by Governor DeWine and Dr. Amy Acton, if every single decision they made was correct, they were made in the wrong way. That's not the way our government should work. No one, no elected person, and certainly no unelected person, like the director of the Department of Health, an appointed person not voted on by the people, no one should have that kind of power and authority over our lives. Well, a whole lot of people agree with that. And last year, similar legislation was passed. The governor vetoed it, and there was not enough support in the House and Senate to override the veto. Then came Senate Bill 22, very similar to the legislation last year. It would provide a bipartisan commission, bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats. And if there was a statewide medical emergency of some kind, the governor could issue an emergency declaration, but, and I think it's in either 30 days or 60 days, he would have to go before this bipartisan commission to continue it. Checks and balances. Well, the governor said, this is dangerous. No, it's not dangerous. It's appropriate. Well, anyway, he vetoed it, and today the Senate overrode the veto in pretty much party lines. And here's the weird thing. The people of the governor's own party voted to limit his power. The Democrats, who are not in the governor's party, did not support this legislation. Isn't that weird? It is bizarre. Anyway, the Senate, about an hour ago, voted to override the veto. Senate Bill 22, at least the veto, is now on the House, on the floor, the House of Representatives. It is being debated as we speak, and it is expected that a vote will occur before we go off the air today. And it is expected that the House of Representatives will also override the veto, which will mean SB 22 will become law. My opinion, that's a good thing. It does not strip the governor of all authority. It just limits his power and authority and the Ohio Department of Health. I think it's good legislation. I think it's balanced. I think it's necessary. And it looks like it will become law in spite of the governor's veto.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
When do you seek help when you are experiencing pain? Well, for many, many people, they don't seek help until they just can't stand it. My question, is that really wise? Is that prudent? Well, I think most of us objectively would say, nah, that's probably not real wise. Well, when should you seek help? When the pain begins, so you can find out what it is and before it gets worse. That's where Dr. Kerry Gerges at Back Pain Relief Ohio comes in. That's his office in Westerville. And I hope you will check out backpainreliefohio.com. Check it out top to bottom, front to back. And I think you'll want to go see Dr. Gerges, which means you can call the office at 614-890-3500. Backpainreliefohio.com or call 614-890-3500.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500. 800-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Listeners, you have beautiful feet. Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, and Isaiah 52 says it best, how beautiful are the feet of those that send good news. And we just wanted to hop on for a moment and tell you thank you for the great outpouring of support during Bob Burney Live last week. And thanks to you, thousands of Christians on the continent of Africa, where Christianity is growing in the greatest numbers, and yet we estimate that as many as 9 of 10 Christians in the places where we serve do not have access to the Bible. That's all changing because you've chosen to get involved in this campaign that we're calling Open the Floodgates. Now, if you didn't have a chance to call last week, we'd love to have you be a part of the results that are coming in the days ahead. We're in the final days of this campaign. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. You can call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or click the Bible League banner at thewordcolumbus.com. God bless you for caring.
I've seen people being changed by reading the scripture. Giving a Bible to somebody is the greatest gift you can give somebody in life.
This Easter, meet the girl everyone is talking about.
You saw God and then brought a dead bird back to life.
No, I didn't. God did.
Sir, do you think you can help me walk again? Could you say a prayer for me?
The girl who believes in miracles.
It's impossible.
I thought he was never supposed to walk again.
He wasn't.
It was Sarah.
Sometimes a little faith is all you need to change the world.
Mom, it really was God.
The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. From Mustard Seed Production. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters Easter weekend.
Hey, this is Bob Burney, and you've heard me talk for months and months and months about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. Hey, and they're also made in the USA. Well, for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. They're regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings, and kings are only $5 more. And of course, all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and please, please, please always use the promo code BobTalk. MyPillow.com, radio listener square, and use the promo code BobTalk.
We'll sometimes say, that's like heaven on earth. Just an expression. But this week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie points out how unlike Earth, heaven will be. We'll take a tour of our eternal home based solely on the insights God provides in His Word. Join us this week on A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie.
A New Beginning, weekdays at noon on The Word, WRFD.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I said that the Ohio House of Representatives would probably vote to override the veto of Governor DeWine on Senate Bill 22 before the end of the program. Yeah, well, they didn't mess around. They have voted. Therefore, SB 22 will become law. Mike DeWine has vetoed four bills since he began his term. Today is the first time one of his vetoes has been overridden. And the strange thing is, it was his party that voted to override his veto. The Senate vote was 23-10 to override Senate Bill, the veto of Senate Bill 22. And the House voted just minutes ago 62-35. Now, again, politically, this is just bizarre. You have Democrats in the Ohio legislature, you have Democrats in the Ohio legislature voting to give a Republican governor almost unlimited power. You have Republicans voting in the Ohio legislature to limit a Republican governor's power and authority. These are bizarre times. But doesn't they give you an idea of where the different parties stand? The Democrats are for almost unlimited governmental power, even if the power is in the opposite party. Well, of course, unless it was Donald Trump. But anyway, Senate Bill 22 will become law. It will impact Mike DeWine very, very little. I'll have to look up the details. It's been a while since I looked in detail at the bill. It won't take effect immediately. It's a while. So this will impact Governor Mike DeWine's successor, or unless he serves another term. But SB 22, I think, good legislation to bring about balance in Ohio, will become law, overriding Governor Mike DeWine's, the first time one of his vetoes has been overridden. Then there is H.R. 5. Now, this is a federal law being debated in the House of Representatives and the Senate in Washington, D.C. It is H.R. 5, which is an equality bill. And most of you are smart enough to know, if the liberal left proposes anything as far as legislation is concerned, they will give it a name. Well, mark this down. The purpose of the legislation will be the exact opposite of the name. The Fairness Act will strip religious freedom, religious liberty. It's also, in a different form, is also being suggested here in the state of Ohio. And it's being called the Ohio Fairness Act. On the federal level and on the state level, legislation aimed at stripping away religious freedom, religious rights, and making particularly religious conviction null and void. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous legislation. So we'll try to keep an eye on both of those pieces of legislation on the state level and on the federal level. Now, I said I'm not going to talk much about this, but I just want to go real quick to the call center for the Bible League and see if anyone has started the giving today by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Nope, no one yet today. Let me go over to the online giving at thewordcolumbus.com and clicking on the Bible League banner. Let me rerun the report. Hang on. It's coming. It's coming. No, nothing yet. Disappointed? No! We have blown past our goal, but I'd love to see us go even further. If you would like to be the first to give today, go to 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Bible League banner, and give. We have far exceeded our goal, but our campaign is coming to an end. If you would like to be a part of this and take advantage of a matching grant, every dollar you give will be doubled. Every single dollar you give will be doubled, but not for much longer. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Boulder shooting. What an unbelievable tragedy. 10 people dead, including a police officer. And once again, the left is trying to make this racial. Once again, the left is trying to use a horrible tragedy to divide us. We can't allow that to happen, folks. We can't take the bait, if you will. We'll talk about that, what we know, the latest, when we return.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled delivery.